holding it Simon Shin Samavav Sif Ches. The more it says Ma'arvin Bepas Erz Ba'adoshim, you can make a rice bread, and you can make a bread out of that, a roll out of that, or Adoshim, you take lentils, make it into a flour, and do the same thing. Avolo Bepas Doichan, usually translated as millet. Okay. Mishabur Pet Memzain, Bepas Erz Ba'adoshim. These were the common things for people to use, and therefore they're acceptable. Hashenkin b'doichan was not a common thing to use. Finally, el b'simen reishkes sivkotin chafei b'shabura mahu eriz b'doichan. So this machloek is what eriz and doichan are. Usually, we translate Shabur comes out that the main translation of Eris is rice, and Dachan is millet. The Bir Lochem points out that Hudim pass Tatarki, pass Terker Shavites. You make cornbread, or buckwheat. Those are common things to use. People would make them into breads, so those would into loaves, into rolls. So then they're acceptable.
Okay. What does it have to be a loaf or a
roll? Well, it has to be a sholem. Except in a case where one person is zakeh l'kulam, it can be a person. By the way, I'm just saying. Yimei b'nei chotzer roi talit and pas b'shel kulam shar b'dami. So one person can pay for everybody else, he can provide the pass, but they have to own it. Vashi is a kenelam ayyadei acher. You have to do a kenyan, so you have to mezak at them. So somebody else has to be counted from him. You have to do a kenyan hagbo. Mishabur is going to talk out.
Someone else has to be counted from.
So this is kind of from him for them. Shabbos is going to talk about the shear of the kinyan hagbah. Is it tefach or three tefachim at the machlokes? And why over here it seems to say tefach is sufficient? Okay, but certainly the zak is the chol b'nei chotzer oy hamavui. So you have to be kind of for all of the people which are there, whether you're talking about eruv chaseris for the chotzer, or in the situation you're doing it for the mavui. Okay, now l'chol mi shi'toisef b'yom zeh ba'elach, that you have in mind, the zeich has in mind, if it's a type of bread which is going to last for multiple Shabbosos, that we do with matzah. Before it was Masha, they would gather each week. They would gather the rolls, and that would be it. So then, this halacha wouldn't be necessary. But if it's going to be remained for a period of time, we have to be concerned that he's kind of puts down the Ruach HaTeres. Meanwhile, somebody else new moves in. Well, now you have a person who does not have a portion in the Erev, living in that Erev, and he's going to answer, and nobody's allowed to carry anymore because there's a person living there who's a distinct, separate unit, not part of the larger unit. And that's already then once you have two parties, you can't carry in any of the common areas. So you have to be kind enough for whoever is going to be added in the future.
Meaning you have that das when you do the kinyan.
Correct. V'yesh ha'mish ha'ava b'shal yizakim ha'ferish l'mitoisim aleihim. It's an opinion that says even if you don't speak that out, it's automatic. That's what is intended, because Chazal set it up that lay bezin is masal. The chachamim set it up. That's what's going. That's what the kinyan is. We've toasted the yurim la'achish and he's made ha'er min ashir. Zarek lahoisev machamosim. So we keep avoiding the amount of the shear. The shear is discussed later on in Shin Samaches. But there is a minimum, there's a shear per person. So you hit the 18 people. Once you hit that shear, that works even for 100 or 1,000, doesn't make a difference. In a case where you would have less than the amount of the shear, you're going to have to add in more bread for those people. Okay. Let's see the Mishabur. Excuse me, Memkes Mishukulam. If it's told them, it's considered a school, so therefore they do not need to be present. They're not even. They're obviously going. They should know about it because that's where they know there's a Ruvah Chatzer is. They don't have to be present. See, he's taking his offering, his loaf of bread, and making it theirs. So he has no way to do that without somebody else being kind of it for them. Okay. What do you do? Take this bread and be cutting it for everybody who lives here. And then the kaina, he does the hagboa, will have intents for all of the people, bishukulam. Even though he was not appointed to be a shliach for that purpose, zachalonim shalbafon of habi kishluchim. So he lifts it up a tefach off the ground. So the Mishabur, I feel the das hartmir v'chashem mishpat shemereis kubsari ches sevdal magor hagbo in a kainer pachas mishlosh tefachim. That the shear of kinyan hagbo is not one tefach, but three tefachim. Hachav beirim shu mirabonon hikilu misagi b'avos tefach. So over here we're saying, b'chaber saying, that's a machlok is over there, but over here the kinyan is sufficient with a tefach. Kazim Bataz, do the menichu the air of Ayodoy Tzli Ba'aver, Tzrach Shebiya Yodot Tefach, Fine Bir Lochem.
From the point where it's hanging, it's on the tefach.
If it was on the table, so I pick it up, a tefach. My hand is in the air, a tefach off the table, and he puts it in my hand, so it's a tefach off the table. Or tefach off the ground, I still have to raise my hand to tefach. Okay, the Bir Locha will talk about that. That why don't we just argue? The point is, it should be mugba because it threw me a tefach. Well, it is mugba, it threw me a tefach. My hand's in the air. It's without my hand, it would fall down to the ground, which is many tefachim. So it's mugba tefach because of me. Why isn't that sufficient? So the Bir Locha is going to talk about that. Okay. We'll see the Bir Locha. We'll finish the Mishabur on the Sefer, then we'll look at the Bir Locha. So whoever is added on, the Imlokei and the Pomim, Shetoser Leim the Yorim, because we're concerned that maybe if we don't have this in mind, maybe later on new individual will be added, Biaser Leim, Shesifer Leim, so they don't have a portion in the Erev, so they're going to Asher and everybody else. But if they are included in the original Kenyan, so everything is wonderful, right? Because they're there. As long as the amount is sufficient to for multiple people, and there's no limit on that. Once you have the shear of enough of a shear, it works for the amount. We don't have to add any more physical air for those individuals, like Mizak, and for them as well. It's a Breira din. It's a din Breira. I'm saying it's going to be owned by whoever will later, join us later in the future, which we'll find out in the future who that is, or if there's anybody at all. But so that's a Breira. But by the abundance, the whole Breira works.
If individuals were actually to eat from this loaf of bread, because that's what it's there for, is there a minimum that has to be left over?
If at the beginning of Shabbos it was intact, it's fine. But for the next Shabbos, you have to add. Even if you did not speak it up beferish, it's automatic. Haloshim
Kutzer. Even if you didn't speak what out beferish,
that you're including the future potential members. The mikra din vada ain't okay. The mikra din that doesn't work. So the Yesharim is not really arguing conceptually on the halacha, but rather they're saying al v'sanenu yesh lismachozet. We don't do an Erev every Erev Shabbos. Which at that point, when they did that, there was no Lei Bezdin Master. Because each week it was done anew. So I don't have to address now what's going to happen. Somebody's going to move in. This week, nobody's moving in after I make the Erev. They're making the Erev at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Oy vey. New guy rolls in at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. He new member in the Chatzar. Not Mistab. What next week? What about next week? So there's no Leibes and Masna, Bisman Chazal. But nowadays, our minig is to make an Erev, usually Erev Pesach, like Mishra said before, and they would leave it for the whole year. They would make it with Matz and leave it for the whole year. Well, a lot of people can move in over a year. So once that's become the way we do it, logic tells us that we set up the logistics that it's going to work. How do we do that? By having it, saying we mean to include all the new potential members. He's not really arguing the din of the Gemara. The Gemara says, which this lashon that you have to be mezaka for them. That's the din of the Gemara. That's going to be 100% true. We're just saying that now that the minig has evolved the way it's evolved, this point is going to change. Now, if we added the Urim after the Erev was Nismayit Min Ashir, so it's not sufficient just to have a Kenyan. You have to actually add it into the Erev. Okay, now. In this scenario, which we just said, where we set it up for the whole year, and everybody got a portion in it, and then some of it is consumed. Over there, as long as something remains, it can be used even for the coming Shabbosis as well. As long as something is remaining. But that's only for people who actually were kind of in the Erev at that time. They're getting their portion in it when they move in. Well, when they move in, there's not a full shear there. Therefore, even if you say it explicitly that we're including them, it wouldn't work. So the only way we can address this issue and know confidently that when new people move in that we're going to be okay is that the full shear is there. But if it goes under the full shear, while as long as we only have the original members, Since when they made the error of the first Shabbos, there was a full shear, and there's something which remains afterwards, that's good enough. But if you add new members, you need to make sure there's a full shear.
Doesn't Greer work b'di'efet?
What?
Doesn't Greer work b'di'efet? Was it later on we the term b'di'efet, what was how at the time that I...
Right, but this...
looks as if they were, I did include them.
But this kula that we're saying, since you already owned it, therefore the fact that it became, it was nismai, it's not a problem. Somebody who, in real time, owns it, and then it decreased. But somebody, which we're going to say, at that moment he didn't really own it, just to say in the future he's going to retroactively as if he owned it. Mikhail Bolam Afreya is... he doesn't really own it now because he lives somewhere else and he doesn't want to live here and be part of this area. He wants to only own it once he moves in. Then he wants to say, "Well, I had a kenyan from then," but he doesn't want to own it now. So he's you can't say here he had a real kenyan in it now.
But if it wasn't decreased, then it does work.
Correct. When he moves in.
So. I'm sorry, so the cases we're saying is that if it decreased by any amount, it's not going to work for a few
years. If it decreases under the shear.
Under the shear of 18.
Right. So then that kula which we have, that even though there's 50 people who live in the city, mm-hmm. right, and so Chazal said once the shear of 18, I don't worry, it's 18, it's 50, it's 100, that made a difference. But now there's only enough for 10. So if I do that this Shabbos now, it wouldn't work. Since they owned it then, when it was a shear of 18, and something is left, and they owned it then, that's sufficient. That's only for the people who actually were here and actually had a Kenyan at that time.
Conceptually, how that works, but it works for them, but it's not going to work for somebody who, if the shear had remained, it would work.
You're asking the same question as that, basically.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I don't see why is there a difference in, why would you have to invoke Brera anymore, or is it decreased, then, if it stayed the same?
No, not invoking Brera, Brera is why it works when it increases, when it stays intact, works with Brera. But the point is, when it's this kula that you can, when there's not a shear, it's still acceptable, it's only if you actually owned it first. I didn't own it first. And the future, I will then own it retroactively. But I don't own it right now. That's cool that we said that since you owned it then, and now it's mine, it's okay. It's only given to somebody who owned it. Okay, let's take a look at the Biralocha. Sarla Biyam and the Karka Tefach. I'm sure Mashi Ksal and Mashem Ataz that even if it's Mugbal Yodi, if the hand is totally Ba'aver, you put it in the hand, you still have to raise it a Tefach. The truth is that is not always true. There are two separate kinyan. There's a kinyan called kinyan yad, and there's a kinyan called kinyan hagbo. So something which is in my hand, if it's in my hands, I'm cutting with yad. So why do I have to be magbiyah? So the Tosfos says it depends that halacha that yad is cutting is only if the item is totally in your hand. So I have very large hands, and you would have a loaf which is narrow and tall. So it's in my hand. So that's kinyan yad. It's sticks out to the sides. So then it's going to be. So when it's totally in my hand, that's called Avra Yodoy, is kind of just like Chotzer is kind of Yad is kind of. The more actually says that Chotzer works as a Mitam Yad. Chatzar is a extension of the concept of kinyan yad. It's not referring to hagboa. It's referring to kinyan yad. Yad is a din d'oraisa. Hagboa is the rabbanim. But that halacha of yad is only kind of because it's an avir yodi. So it has to be totally inside the avir. So if it sticks out to the sides, then yad wouldn't work, but then the kinyan hakbo works, and then you then we're saying over here that for that purpose you need to be magbia tefa. Okay. Now, this din that you need to be magbia tefach in that scenario, what the Taz is saying, that even that is not so, not everybody agrees to that. Their hold, it could be the hold, the yisoid of hagbor that's mugbal yadi. So if my hand's already in the air and it's put into my hand, if I would remove my hand, it would fall down. That's called its mugbal tefach or three tefachim. So my hand's three tefachim, which is why, let's say, when you do your kinyan, kinyan suitor with the rav, right? You do this like symbolic lift, uplift. I mean, he's not sitting there telling you that you need to do a tefach three tefachim because betzim it's mugba. Right? The Gemara actually says that a kinyan suitor. There's another cheshbon. By suitor, if it's an extra piece of cloth, we are willing to look at it as that it has sections. So if there's in my hand a shear of three etzbos, that's enough to be considered a piece of cloth. I don't need the rest. So if in case you give a suitor an actual handkerchief, and the other person grabs that part that's in his hand is his. Without any hakbo at all. The problem is that it's only that only works really by something which can be mufsuk, each piece, because more so that's the smaller shear people would use. They use it as a patch, so that's considered a independent freestanding amount. A pen would be very unusable. Like okay, I own the front end of the pen. I have the front end of my pen in my hand. You grab the back end. So you now have in your hand that part. So that part is yours. That's a dysfunctional thing. It's useless. It's not worth a bruta. It's not worth anything. Right? Because you can't. Right. If we break it apart and I give you that, you would say, like, wow, But sort of the point of the Morris is you could look as if it's cut off and I have it in my hand and I have something of value. It can be used as a patch. So if the Rav uses a sutra, you don't have to do any hagbo at all. If he uses an actual sutra, you don't have to do any hagbo at all. If he uses a pen, right? Now the truth is, that which we do with the Rav Erev Pesach, Tosis says, like, the Rambam says, Rambam actually talks, doesn't want to ever pay stuff. He talks about when you're man a shliach, and the Rambam is a shliach. You're not being marked your chometz to him. He has no interest in buying your chometz. He doesn't want to own your chometz. You're appointing him as your shliach to sell the chometz to the goy. So the kinyan sit over there is just a symbolic act to show that you're really serious about making the meaning of shlichus. There was not ma'akev, but he had it at all. So, the person realizes that he forgot to take care of his selling his chametz. It's Erev Pesach, and he calls the Rav up at 10:30 in the morning. He says, "You have your piece of chametz." He says, "No problem. Fine, no problem. Write you the new kinyan suitor. It's not necessary. It's not ma'akeh because it's not a hak. You're not being mocked anything. I can't do a kinyan over the phone. I can do a mina shlichus over the phone." So that's a cloud, not such a hack, but that's let's say by the by Aiden by Ksuva. So over there, he's creating his chayvis. But what happens with Ksuva is that the husband is creating his chayvis to the kala. The Aiden are acting as the representatives of the kala, and they're giving something to him and that's a Kenyan suitor, and he receives something, and he's mocked him back. He's the Skyvus Mormon of the Chiva Ksuva. So there you need a Kenyan. Right, so over there, they didn't give it to the Chosin, they should let go. And let the Chosin pick up. So once they let go, so now he has a pen in his hand. They use a pen. So even though part of the pen's sticking out, but it's like, what?
So you did the Tvachim there then?
Preferably, you should do three tefachim. If you give him a cloth, you don't need to do, because he has it in his hand. You have a kinyan on that part of it.
Sorry, what was that? Can you say that again? What is the kinyan there?
There's a kinyan yad. The Mor says that by cloth, Yeah. If the piece of cloth he has in his hand is three, as opposed to his bows, that's large enough to be. So it's considered it's mufsak, which means even though part of it's sticking out, and there's not, I have no kinyan on the other part. I didn't do a hagbah. It's not in my hands. It's not. So and normally the beer lover said for kinyan, yeah, it has to be the whole thing, it's fitting in. And part of it sticks out, you have no kinyan at all in anything. If I have a loaf which sticks out partially, I don't get kinyan a part of it. Right? But by the surah, the more it says, since you could cut it, you they would do this, they would use this as patches, etc.
Yeah.
So I got this part of the cloth in my hand, that's mine.
Would you do that with bread?
Seems to me that they didn't, you know, the more never said it, that works by bread. It seems it doesn't work by bread. I'm not sure why, but the more says specifically by cloth. That was a normal usage. Was to take a piece off. I didn't usually. I'm not sure. Depending on this concept that it's kila musik before it's mufsak. The more says it by cloth, but it doesn't work by something which will be useless when you break it. Over here, you don't want to own half a piece of bread, because that we're back to square one. We don't have a good eruv. The eruv has to be a whole loaf. So we want whoever's been kinder. Everybody has a portion of the whole loaf. So it's okay, no problem. I gave it to you, and you were kinder for them. A half a loaf, the part which is in your hand, that wouldn't be very helpful. All right. So we need. So that answers to hakbah. So if the loaf fits in your hand, you'd have to imagine it would be.
Okay.
Right, you know, it raises fine. Right, very big hands, you know, but if it's sticking out. I got a problem.
Any amount.
Any amount, but for the gabbai din of kinyan cloth, if that works. So if I give to the chosin a yarmulke, so he has gimel. I suppose gimel's both so the yarmulke in his hand. He has cloth. So that's why he doesn't have to do any hagbah.
Okay, what is the case of the chassan? What is he doing in
Kenyan? By Kenyan, the Kenyan ksuba, the way what happens by the ksuba, they do the Kenyan over there. What the Kenyan over there is between the chassan and the kala. The Edom are acting as the representatives of the kala to give to the chassan something, an agav that which she's giving to him, he's giving back a yischaivus moment of the ksuba. So that's how he's mechayiv himself in the ksuba. He receives a surer, and in exchange of the surer, he's creating a chayiv, a shibet, a goof to be mechayiv himself. So he has to receive the surer. So the Edom act as representative of the kala, and they give, in her place, they give the item to the chassan. So what do you use? You either use a yarmulke or use a pen, the two standard. In the good old days, the runner had handkerchiefs, they used handkerchiefs, but nowadays, who has handkerchiefs, right? So they either use a pen or they use a yarmulke.
Who gives the Edom the ability to act on behalf of the kala then to give the pen? I guess that she's...
So, that's a sugya's gemara, which the more talks about, that if I'm your shliach, or I'm your shliach, I can give something in your place as if you gave it also, even though you didn't make me a shliach on the scene of the dover, the item belongs to me. So that works. So they're acting b'mokam isha. Or theoretically, the Rav could act in Makom the Ish and the Edom just to be made.
Right.
Both ways work. Either way works. And you tell the Chosin that I'm giving it to you, representative of the Kala, you're being Mechayim yourself back to the Kala or something. So what are you giving to him? So you give him a pen, don't hold on to the pen, let go. So he's not going to be, right? If you hold on to the pen, so he hasn't gotten anything, because he only got half a pen. So you let go of the pen, so then he has the whole pen, he has hagbah on the pen. So if you're all being mugba sufficient, there's not anything, which a lot of shittas do. Okay, we tell you to pick it up, this way you get your, but if you give him a sutter, you don't have to let go. So Rambam used to use a sutter, you wouldn't let go. That was ready. How he used to do it, Bisman Chazal, they used to do it like that. Because Morris says, by Kenyan Surah, you give it to him, if you don't let go, how does it work? It's Mufsak. It means like something, this was an Alta Minig, you know, that the Rav wouldn't let go of his by Kenyan Surah, you wouldn't let go of the Surah.
Just to clarify the Hagbah part, so we're saying, is there Machlokas as to whether he has to raise his hand or just the fact that he's holding it and preventing it from falling?
Correct. Right, so the Taz over here holds like that. that there's a ritual in that hagboa, which is due to you, even you didn't, you weren't magbia, but it's mugba because of you, it's called hagboa.
You wouldn't have a kinyan chatzar because we can learn chatzar from Yad?
No, this is not Yad, this is hagboa. Yad would have to be totally in the hand. That's a separate issue.
Oh, and the holding it up is like hagboa.
But in the kinyan of hagboa, so the Gemara says, the more the machlokes is what type of kinyanim you can use. You can use hagboa, mashicha. So something which is small enough, you can do hagboa. And something which is larger, you can't do hagboa. You do mashicha on it. There's a woman where you have to do hagboa. The more says, according to him, so how do you do hagboa on an elephant? Right, I'm selling you an elephant. How do you do hagboa on the elephant? You know, right? The more says if you have a trained elephant, which will climb up on a stool because of you. You tell it to go up on the stool, and so it goes up in the air because of you. That's valid hagboa. I didn't lift it, but it's movement because of me. So then the question is, do we take that? But the other hand, there was an actual movement upwards. So the main point of movement upwards, the fact that it's movement because of me. So that's this issue over here is that the movement upwards. So the case was mugbal yadi, but I didn't actually be magbia it. Is that sufficient?
Worse than I'm
up for last Sunday Shir, that my speaking to it is as if I picked it up. Learned that way also.
Wow. Okay.
Right? I don't know whether you could prove from the Hilchos Kinyanim, which you know Chazal set in, you know set up a system, which they accepted as that's a right that on a derisa level is considered. I mean, it's older bonans. But in case you need bona fide maisa, I'm not sure that we call it bona fide maisa. From that, I wouldn't prove it from that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I understand. Yeah, it's good truth still. Okay. So now you know what the rabbi is doing up there with the Adam.
Well,
my wedding. Yeah. You know part of it at least. Okay. Yud. Okay, so who is a valid individual to be the acher? So the problem is, we said that the idea is it has to be some, it has to be leaving your rishos. Whereas I sit there and step number one, like you know, I have this loaf of bread and I really want it to be yours. So I sit there and I think yours, and I swear on a stack of 10 Bibles, right, that it's yours. It's not yours, right? Because then leave my rishos. The hell, the sort of opinion is that there's an act which symbolically is taking it out of my rishos. So I give it to somebody who is my avid. It's also didn't leave my rishos. So who's called? What is called leaving my rishos? So I can't use. I can't call my 9-year-old son and say, "Listen, do me a favor. I want a mizaka, this loaf of bread, to everybody in the chatzah. Please, I'm going to give it to you and you'll pick it up and then it belongs to the chatzah." That doesn't work. Even if they're not samach al shulchanoi. Because we're going to see in a case where you have children which are gedolim, but he's supporting them, that's also not called the leftist rishos when he gives it to them. So you're saying over here, even if they are not samach al shulchanoi, okay, it's a problem. It's not like left as rishos. And the loyal of the shechosa kananim, Abed kanani or shivchah kananis, is not acceptable for because it's mamash yad abekad rabbi. I'm zaku al yaday b'nai b'itah gadarilum. I feel him shmucham shachanoi. I'm sorry. Even shmucham shachanoi. Even there are shmucham shachanoi. What's the gadarilum? Because they're not your children. A katan. So how can a katan be kaina? So a katan can be kaina through dasakaras makna. So aming makna to the katan is become the katans. I don't own an avid ivri. I don't own them. It's not a kinyan aguf. So they're considered a separate, distinct entity. So therefore, when I give it to them, it's called a lechma rishus. And I mean mezaka to them, but they're saying we're doing it not for them, but for somebody else. So for that purpose, they would be a valid act of schia for somebody else.
They can have the das to be zeichem for somebody else, katan?
If we arrange that they're doing it for, yes.
If the person is the machna has the das to do so.
Right. As well. My Ishtar, I feel I'll be sure Humala Mazonis. Okay. Feel the Ainla bias with Chatzur. We have to explain what the logic is. You know, let's not do this. Let's not rush through this.